Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Better get back at you.
Better get back at you. Jesse Murph, call Blue Strips, 8:38. Good morning. It's Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Chance of a shower, possible thunderstorm, and cooler, highs in the mid-70s.
All right. Congratulations to Rob Kohlflesch from Berlin. He was a seventh texter, texted in restaurant, got hooked up with that $50 gift card from Kalamata Mazze Bar in Westo.
Very nice.
Jess, you got all the details.
Yep, Kalamata Mazze Bar is in West Ocean City. They're the best in Mediterranean culture. It features a variety of spreads and grilled meats, fresh seafood, and also seasonal vegetables. Enjoy authentic Greek, Turkish, and Moroccan-inspired plates. It's perfect for pairing with handcrafted cocktails or a glass of wine. Visit their website, kalamataocmd.com.
Time now for the gossip. You like that gossip? It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, what you got today?
All right, there's a few things making the headlines. President Trump will reinstate the presidential fitness test in schools across the country. The test was first introduced back in 1966, and it had been administered in public, middle, and high schools for decades until it was replaced in 2013 with the Presidential Youth Fitness Program. But now they're switching it up and they are reinstating it, and it's going to be the Presidential Fitness Test, and it's coming back to schools.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test that progressively gets more difficult as it continues. The test will begin on the word start. On your mark, get ready, start. Feel it.
People are now searching.
One.
No, stop it.
Presidential Fitness Award patch is on eBay. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Two.
Oh my gosh.
This is actually the real pacer music test, like from back in the day.
Is that slow?
Yeah.
Four.
Anyone remember that?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. But also,
the press conference yesterday, Triple H was there.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Wild, wow. Right?
Well, they're also announcing construction of a new ballroom at the White House. Mm. That is set to begin in September with an estimated completion date of 2028. It's a $200 million project being funded by President Trump and other donors. And it's going to be a separate structure than the main White House building. So it's separate from that. And it's going to have the same style, though. The ballroom is going to be about 90,000 square feet, and it will accommodate 650 people.
Wow.
Wow. So you know that's going to be beautiful. Also, former Vice President Kamala Harris revealed her upcoming book, 107 Days, which delves into her 2024 presidential campaign experience. A Delta Airlines flight had to make this emergency landing. They were on their way to Europe, but they had to make an emergency landing in Minnesota. They had severe turbulence. It injured 25 people. Mm. Passengers were thrown throughout the cabin, some of them hitting the ceiling, carts falling over. 275 people were on board, 13 crew members, and they were met at the airport with that emergency landing with the fire department, paramedics, and over two dozen people were transported to the hospital. Gosh. And there's going to be a new reality dating series. The United States Tennis Association says that they're going to have a new reality dating series. It's going to take place here in the U.S., and it's going to be called Game, Set, Matchmaker. It's going to follow a woman around who's the champion, and she has to navigate potential partners. All right, so if you're looking for a new reality TV show, that's coming very, very soon. Leonardo DiCaprio, apparently he's co-financing a luxury green hotel in Israel, and that is sparking lots of criticism. And Paris Jackson, this was breaking news, her engagement is off to music producer and fiance Justin Long. They're no longer going to be walking down the aisle because TMZ has confirmed that they called off their engagement. And Brett Favre is making the headlines as well, speaking on Deion Sanders' cancer. He says, "It shocked me, and I'm so happy for this positive prognosis." He says that he was floored when Deion Sanders revealed this week that he was battling bladder cancer. He says, I just could not believe it, but I'm so happy that the prognosis looks good. At a press conference on Monday, he did announce that he had bladder, you know, cancer, and he had to have his bladder removed after the doctors found this malignant tumor. Fortunately, the medical team says that they caught it on time, and Colorado head coach is now cancer-free.
Yeah, that's definitely great news.
Fans from all over are coming out saying that they were shocked with this news. And guess what? Even his own family, his sons, found out the day that he announced it on the press conference.
Wow.
They said they were caught off guard, but they're so happy that he, you know, was able to get that successful surgery.
Coming up, I got a DM that I want to go over, Jess. I'm the cheap neighbor.
The cheap neighbor.
Yeah, that somebody wrote us. And then also, what's your side hustle? We'll talk about it coming up.
Okay.
It's a Bill and Jessica show. It's 844. 844-